on autopsy?
Correct.
Does that make any difference to you whatsoever?
None whatsoever. I wouldn't expect there to be anything found there autopsy.
Why not, Dr. Tolan?
Because the effects on the hypopharynx are not something that is going to remain at the time of an autopsy. I mean, the type of changes that we see, say, in somebody with sleep apnea, that's not something you're going to see the following morning when you look at somebody. It's just not there.
Well, there was also a reference made to the absence of bruising on the neck during autopsy.
Yes.
Does that make any difference to you whatsoever?
No, because obviously whenever I go to church, I sit on a hard bench. I don't get bruising of my buttocks when I leave. So I wouldn't expect anything in terms of that. So if you have somebody, this was a static force. It's not as if somebody is jamming against it. So you wouldn't expect anything in the way of bruising.
And scientifically, do you know of any correlation between the presence or absence of bruising on autopsy and the forces necessary to restrict breathing?
No, they're totally different because it's in terms of static forces and dynamic.
What about low oxygen? If somebody suffers or dies from low oxygen,
yes,
does that show up on autopsy?
No, it does not.
And the fact that it doesn't, does that mean anything to you whatsoever?
It has no meaning.
And why not?
Because low oxygen is a functional thing, just like an arrhythmia is a functional thing. It doesn't leave a fingerprint on the autopsy. It's just there. It's something that happened. But it won't leave any fingerprint afterwards. You don't see it.
But does it mean that the person didn't die from low oxygen?
No, absolutely not. So if you take somebody and you suffocate him with a pillow, and it's very clear to you after you suffocated the person and he's dead from the pillow, you're not going to see the effects of the low oxygen.
Now, you were asked quite a few questions about Mr. Floyd's pre-existing health conditions.
Correct.
And remember, he cited a number of those.
Yes.
Do any of those conditions have anything to do with the cause of Mr. Floyd's death, in your professional opinion, whatsoever?
None whatsoever.
And again, what was the cause such that those conditions don't matter?
The cause of death is a low level of oxygen that caused the brain damage and caused the heart to stop.
You were also asked questions about substances in Mr. Floyd's system. I think you were asked questions about nicotine. Remember that?
Yes.
He didn't die from nicotine, did he?
No.
You were asked questions about fentanyl and meth.
Yes.
Any evidence that he died from meth?
No, none.
You were asked questions about whether he had ingested any fentanyl within 5 minutes of his time of death.
Yes.
Now, I think you explained to us that if somebody is suffering from a fentanyl overdose, you would see a depression in the respiratory system.
Yes.
And depression means some reduction in the rate of ability to breathe.
Correct.
Did you see any depression in Mr. Floyd's ability to breathe whatsoever before he went unconscious?
No, absolutely not. He was normal respiratory rate.
Any evidence then that any fentanyl in his system depressed his breathing in any way whatsoever?
No, and that's further borne out in the carbon dioxide.
Thank you, Dr. Tolan. No further questions.
Anything further?
Two very quick questions. In terms of the carbon dioxide level, you testified that it was at a 96?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I didn't catch.
You testified that the carbon dioxide was at a 96?
I think it was 89.
89. It was also measured at 102. Did you
remember? Well, that's the venous one. But not the arterial is the one you need to look at.
And in terms of the ingestion of, or just generally speaking, fentanyl can also cause death as a result of low oxygen to the brain, right?
But it would have to be low through respiratory depression.
Question is, fentanyl can also cause a death as a result of low oxygen.
Well, your answer is yes, but only in part.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Just briefly.
Mr. Nelson brought up again fentanyl as a cause of death.
Yes.
Doctor, you're familiar with the way people die from fentanyl.
Yes, very.
Do they or do they not go into a coma before they die from a fentanyl overdose?
Yes, they will.
Was Mr. Floyd ever in a coma?
No.
Thank you, Dr. Tobin.
Okay. Anything else? Thank you. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank
you are excused.
Okay, thank you.
Let's take a 5-minute break so we can all get our voices back.